You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Korach, God's protective nature. Occasionally, my wife has accused me of being overprotective when it comes to our daughter, Gabby. This generally entails me following her around a little closer than I possibly need to when we're at the playground, and being ready to jump to her defence if it's ever necessary, and often when it isn't, because I anticipate that it could be. I am an overprotective parent, but I take that as being part of my role in being her father. And in reading this week's Torah portion, I think God is also overprotective when it comes to Moses and Aaron. This week we read about Korach's rebellion against Moses and Aaron's leadership when he, together with Datan, Abiram and 250 Israelites, assembled in front of our leaders. And he said to them, "You have gone too far, for all the community are holy, all of them, and Adonai is in their midst. Why then do you raise yourselves above Adonai's congregation?" Korach's challenge to Moses is striking because it is not a challenge of God, it is simply a challenge of Moses and Aaron as the leaders of the people. And Moses' response is also telling in this way. Moses does not call on God. When he falls on his face, he then speaks to Korach and his allies. And then Moses again speaks further to Korach. And in all of these exchanges, God is silent. God is referenced by Moses, but we do not know what God is thinking. Only when Korach gathers the community against Moses and Aaron at the tent of meeting does God finally appear. And then God is decisive in God's statement and action. God tells Moses and Aaron, "Stand back from this community that I may annihilate them in an instant." God is so protective of Moses and Aaron that God is prepared to destroy the entire Israelite community because of this challenge to their leadership. And it's only because Moses and Aaron fall on their faces and pray to God that the community is spared. But God is still that protective parent. God instructs Moses to tell the Israelites to stand apart from Korach, Datan and Abiram. And then the ground opens up and swallows these people alive down to Sheol, an ultimate punishment from God. We see in this instance that while God is upset when the people challenge God's authority, God is even more upset when they challenge Moses and Aaron's authority and right to lead. In this moment, we see how overprotective God can be and what it truly means to experience God's love, care, and protection. We know that an attack on ourselves can be painful, but an attack on those we love is even more challenging and often elicits an even stronger response. We see this from God too, and we can hope that we will be the recipients of God's love and protection. Shabbat Shalom.